Check three.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicate our life to this sport. We do thousands of sit-ups in camp. We run hundreds of miles, you know, for the ones that take it serious. And we just dedicate ourselves fully to our craft, man. We watch tape. We you know, we attitude. We moody, and we go into that fight and to land on the line.
Show returns. I am your host, Chris Carlson. My co-host, Marshall, will be with me shortly. He's having a little bit of a technical issue, but I'm sure he will be able to figure it out. Oh, I actually see him in the... Oh, it hung up on him. But anyway, we are back. The College Ball Show is back. I'm Chris. He's Marshall. And we're here to discuss everything involving college basketball. Now, our schedules got a little tangled up. We weren't able to do it midweek, so we're not going to spend a ton of time recapping. You know what I mean? It's not like it's Wednesday or Tuesday or Monday from last weekend. You know what I mean? So we won't spend a ton of time. I'll just kind of highlight some items. But, you know, this week is huge. It's really big. And you know, it's fitting this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday stretch here in college basketball. It's really fitting that the first Saturday post Super Bowl is just absolutely jam-packed with ranked versus ranked foes vying for conference position. And, I mean, it's moving week. You know how they say moving day? It's moving week in the ACC and Big Ten, okay? It's also hell week for Johnson to an extent, if we're being, you know, for being fair. But Virginia, it's hell week. Like I said, they're tasked with the near impossible feat facing Duke and North Carolina back to back in consecutive games, right? But not just that, it's 2 days apart. They're going to play these freaking guys 2 days apart, man. But also, you do have Wisconsin having to take on Michigan in Michigan State, and Wisconsin has been on a tear of late. And you know, come midweek, in about, what, 5 days, they could be on top. They could be, I'm not going to say far and away, but they could be, well, I will say it, far and away, because didn't Michigan State beat them already? And this would even, you know, the score with them. And obviously Michigan State's faltering, so that's for sure. But they beat Michigan already. That's right. They gave them their first loss. Wow. Huh. So anyway, last week, just to kind of dig into this, and there's a variety of other, you know, matchups that we'll talk about as well. Like I said, I'm hoping to be joined by Marshall here soon. He is having a little technical issue with his damn phone. I don't believe it's Blog Talk. So anyway, either way, it's going to be a short show, guys. Last week, you know, there wasn't a ton of big upsets or nothing like that. I think from last Saturday, there was only two ranked teams losing, and just a few more as a whole the last chunk of days. You know what I mean? There wasn't a ton of huge upsets. Just a couple of quick hits, kind of recap stuff. Virginia Tech. Dude, North Carolina State. You know, we talked about their resume and how hollow it was and how do they have this ranking, and is it just because they had this shiny record but not really having a bunch of quality wins? I mean, they've fallen flat on their face. Virginia Tech held North Carolina State to an embarrassing, a despicable 24 points. This is not a fourth grader's game. Okay? It's the fewest points produced by a ranked team in the shot clock era. That's pretty embarrassing, man. Speaking of defense, you know, no matter what happens in the next several days, you know, for Virginia, the Virginia Cavaliers, they just continue to be dominant on defense. And it's now 9 opponents that they've held 50 points or less this season. It leads the nation, clearly. And the Big East actually has a marquee matchup with the top 2 teams. It's basically, you know, Marquette and Villanova and everybody else in the Big East. Now, Nova almost got caught looking ahead, but Marquette did. They got caught looking ahead to tomorrow's game, and they lost. They lost to St. John's. Good old Chris Mullen, 70-69. They lost at home, too. A couple other news and notes. The Baylor Bears are 7-1 in their last 8, despite losing their second-best scorer and their second-best rebounder. And I think it's only been Baylor's only lost to Kansas in that stretch, 7-1. So that's pretty impressive considering how they looked early in the season. They looked pretty bad. Couple other items: Carson Edwards from Purdue, that Penn State overtime game. That was a really hell of a, you know, really fun game. He had a hell of a game. Did Edwards? And Purdue's been on fire too. 38 points, including 8 3-pointers. So that's pretty crazy. And then one little factoid for you, or one last. The fast-rising Kentucky Wildcats, okay, they moved under John Calipari. They moved to 70-0 when holding the opposition to 55 points or less. That's saying something right there. That is saying something, man. That's a pretty crazy stat right there. Like I said, I'm not going to go too deep, you know, into the rest of this. I mean, I'm looking around. You know, Illinois did beat Michigan State, but right now Michigan State's lost 3 in a row. Kansas lost to Kansas State, and that was one of those where I kind of put it on warning, like, hey, just so you know, when they go to Kansas State, Kansas, or anybody, but – you know, especially that rivalry, they actually usually play a tight game. And ultimately, you know, they got the job done. But I was a little weirded out on that one just because Kansas, I think, had lost, was it 2 in a row? So I was a little like, I'm not sure. Wisconsin got a nice road victory at Minnesota, unfortunately, 56-51. I'm from Minnesota, so that's why I say, unfortunately. LSU. This is Wednesday. LSU beat Mississippi State on the road, 92-88, in overtime. Maryland got a much-needed win against Nebraska, 60-54. That Creighton game I was talking about, that overtime game where Nova almost lost, but they didn't, 66-59 over Creighton in overtime, like I said. Indiana had a close game with Iowa. That was a pretty good game. I watched that at 77-72. Iowa is starting to turn the page from their losing streak. Cincinnati beat Memphis 69-64. You know, this is kind of a throwback Friday game where it's a lot of, like, Ivy League games in small schools. We've been seeing, like, the Big Ten and even some other, you know, bigger conferences go on Friday, but not this Friday. But tomorrow. I mean, there is just a plethora of freaking games. If you look at Saturday and Tuesday, it's really silly. I mean, it is silly. And I'll just go over some, then I'll kind of take a deeper dive. And right now, I'm actually going to text Marshall and see what's going on with him. He's having some problems here. So, you know, I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make it the way it's going. Huh. Anyway, number 7, Michigan at home. Taking on number 19, Wisconsin. Ben Davison, Mr. Dirty Player himself. We'll see if he gets any calls on him. Kentucky goes on the road against Mississippi State. They're a 4-point favorite. That could be tricky. At some point, Kentucky's going to lose. my squad, Minnesota, is going on the road at Michigan State. Michigan State's lost three in a row. Of course, just in time for my Minnesota Gophers to go in there and probably get beat, unfortunately. like I mentioned, number 10, Marquette versus number 14, Villanova. That's at Marquette. That might decide – well, I shouldn't say that. That's not going to decide the Big East Conference because we're only in February. But let's put it this way. If Villanova wins, it's going to decide the Big East, you know. Marquette really needs that win, and I actually think they'll get it. I think they'll get it anyway. That should be a good game. And it just keeps going on. Obviously, we haven't even got the number 2 Duke against number 3 Virginia. That's at night. That's a 5 o'clock game Central on ESPN. And, Louisville, number 16 Louisville, visiting Florida State, 3-point favorite there, number 22 Florida State. So, I mean, just that alone is a ton of matchups there. Houston and Cincinnati, that could be interesting on Sunday. Number 12, Houston, 22-1. Let's see, you know, what happens there with Cincy coming into town at 20-3 in ranked. Then Monday, I forgot they played on Monday, but that's that two-day difference. So it's really not even a full 2 days. Wait, I just said five. So, yeah, it's 48 hours later. Number 3, Virginia, after facing Duke, go on the road Monday at North Carolina. Number 8, who has been playing great. Kansas, TCU, that could be interesting on Big Monday, but here it is. More ranked versus ranked. I mean, this is just silly. On Tuesday, number 2, Duke versus number 16, Louisville, on the road. That's going to be a tough game. Number 9, Michigan State versus number 19, Wisconsin. Wisconsin having to take on, you know, like I said earlier in the show, both the top teams there. Purdue and Maryland, that is a barn burner. I love that. Number 15, Purdue at number 24, Maryland. Maryland did get a win, you know, because they had kind of fallen a little bit. I think they're fifth now. So kind of interesting there. And then a big game, another big game. I say, oh, it's a big game. And these are all big games. Number 21, LSU versus number 5, Kentucky. Wow. That's crazy, man. That is crazy. And not too many great matchups on that Wednesday, but can you blame it? You know what I mean? I mean, that's pretty crazy, man. That is impressive. Wow. What a lineup there. Interesting. So, yeah, I'm just going to kind of make my way through this. I'm going to actually text Marshall, and I think he's just in a bad spot where his phone is because he's not at home. So I'm going to see if he can just try to call me and then I can just patch him in. But if not, you know, like I said, this could be even shorter show than I thought right now. So, but that's okay. We'll be back next week together again. But let's look at this Duke, you know, number 2 Duke, number 3 Virginia. Big game tomorrow. Of course, the first meeting that they had was really, really close. Of course, you know, R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson ran stuff for him per usual, right? I think it was 72-70. Both teams were just garbage from behind the arc. Funny, though, they still managed to shoot over 50% from the field, though. But they were god-awful. Now, this one is actually in Virginia at the good old John Paul Jones Arena. And, you know, the Cavalier fans are going to be rip-roaring, especially with a night game. That place is going to be nuts. I see this one coming down to the wire, no doubt about it. I'm going to go with Virginia. I think they're going to protect their home court, and they're going to steal this one late. And I think that'll really catamaran them up, layer up. But, yeah, man, I don't – It's still so close, you know. It's still so close in the ACC. And I'm going to go over some of those conferences after I'm done with my picks. Michigan State, number 7, versus Wisconsin. This is another rematch. Of course, Wisconsin pulled the upset in the first go around this year, that first loss. And Iowa, who was kind of desperate, I just mentioned that they look like they got back on track. They're ranked now again. They beat them. They beat Michigan. Michigan's kind of going through that moment where you're like, all right, you know, the sky's not falling, but you were going to drop some games. You know what I mean? But Iowa has lost back-to-back games, so they really need that game. It was at home. Whereas the Badgers, man, they've been on quite a run. I think it's six in a row since losing. They lost, like, two early games in the Big Ten, and they haven't looked back since. You know, the second time around, the rematch of this one, I think it could play out somewhat similar. I think both teams will have a chance, you know, the last 3-5 minutes, something like that. I think Michigan will get the revenge, and they'll get back on track from their little minor stumble. Now, here it is, Virginia, dude. And I'm going to go right to the Virginia and North Carolina, number 3, number 8, and might as well stick with this Wisconsin, you know, Michigan State theme. But this is a huge one, especially if Virginia lost at home to Duke, which isn't like crazy, right? But to go then on the road at North Carolina, you know, 49 hours later, that's not a good look. That's going to be tough. And that's why I think Virginia is going to win. I think they played so well on the road already against them. I think Virginia is going to win that Duke game. And I also think they're going to get hot from three. You know, I do think, though, that North Carolina is going to extend their streak. Well, I don't know yet, actually, because they do have to play somebody. So it's 6 right now. I'm saying it'll be 7. I'm sorry, it's 5 right now. It'll be 6 tomorrow, and I'm going to say 7. They're going to get this really big win, keep their winning streak alive. North Carolina is going to get the job done. And it, you know, help improve their position. Because, you know, I mean, North Carolina still has to play Duke not once but twice. They still have Florida State as well. So they need this one at home. You got to protect your home court, no doubt about it. If Virginia somehow beats Duke and North Carolina, man, just give them the conference. Just say, hey, it's all you, dude. But then we'll see how they actually do come tourney time, right? I still can't believe they lost last year. I don't care about that injury. They lost, dude, to a 16 seed. Anyway, we're going to go marquee matchup. That was Monday. This is Tuesday, number 9 Michigan State versus number 19 Wisconsin. And I mentioned this earlier. Ever since the news came out where the Spartans lost that Joshua Langford for the rest of the season, they've just done a nosedive. This team was looking like a national championship team. Sure, they don't have the talent they had last year, but we've talked about it how, you know, maybe it just gels better. The roles are more defined. Whatever it was, they were playing great. However, they've now lost 3 straight to Purdue. No big deal there. Illinois and Indiana. And being that we're on the gruelingtruth.net, Indiana folks got to be happy with that win. They got to be happy with that one. They've had some issues too. Obviously, Michigan State's going to miss Langford's shooting, outside shooting and defense. So it'll be missed on the court. And, you know, the leadership off the court could play a role too. You know, I'm picking Michigan to beat Wisconsin, you know, on Saturday. And I just think that the Badgers have kind of gotten over the hump, and their intensity has stepped up. This game will be played somewhere in the 60s. It'll likely come down, you know, to the last few, let's say 3-4 possessions. But I think Wisconsin will bounce back from Saturday's loss to Michigan and beat Michigan State and just kind of hold their place right there. So they get a big win, or they get a loss, then they get a win. So it's really a win. It's a win-win, really. I mentioned those, you know, number 10 Marquette, number 14. You know, it is the lack of depth in the Big East why people aren't excited about this game. I mean, it's really important, especially now for Marquette, who's two games back. And you got to give it to Nova. They had a really rough start to the season, but that's in the rearview mirror now. And they found a way to gel together with the new pieces. But I wonder, come tourney time, like I just said with Virginia, this is a little different reasoning here, but you wonder if, sure, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of months go by, you improve as a team, I get it, right? But maybe there's beaten, you know, mediocre to bad teams in the Big East. That could be it too. Because why didn't they flash just more of this, you know, in the non-conference? So we'll see. But Marquette needs that. I think they'll get it. Like I mentioned, the number 15 Purdue, number 24 Maryland, three out of the four last games, they started. They got to get their mojo back, the Terrapins. They started 6-1 in Big Ten play. And it's just the opposite with Purdue. They started out horribly, and now they're on a run. So I guess I'm bringing up those games because there's desperation. Marquette's now a little desperate because of that loss they probably shouldn't have taken at home, that close loss. And now, you know, Maryland, Purdue just got over the top of them after being, you know, and I'm talking about it in the Big Ten, after being kind of middle of the line, you know. And it'll be interesting to see if Marquette can, find their groove. It'll be very interesting to see if they can get that going. It looks like we are going to be without Marshall. Something's going on with this phone or something, or the reception, something. So I'm just going to run through a couple of things standings-wise in a couple of these key tournaments. That's kind of tournaments. Jesus Christ, what am I talking about? No, in a couple of these conference races that could get interesting. And, you know, I mentioned that number 12 Houston and number 25 Cincinnati. Right now in the AAC, the American Athletic Conference, they are both 9-1 in that conference. So on Sunday, the hardcore barn burner right there. This is not going to be some huge game that everybody's going to be talking about, unless it turns out to be a great game or whatever. But keep an eye out for that, because that obviously pretty damn crucial in that conference. And look at when you look at the ACC, you have Virginia 8-1, you have Duke 8-1, and Duke already beat them. So they have the little advantage there. North Carolina is 8-1. Louisville, who split with North Carolina, is sitting at 8-2. Virginia Tech and Syracuse at 7-3. And then it drops off. Florida State has made their way back up to 5-4 or 5-4. But can they keep it going? That'll be interesting. But a three-way tie at the top. And like I said, I don't really think it's a three-way tie because Duke beat Virginia. So but that's a hell of a race, man. It's wide open. I mean, it's definitely wide open. Like I said, North Carolina still has to play Duke twice. So ACC is definitely up. And yeah, oh man, up for grabs to finish that sentence. But the reason why I started laughing is because we've been talking about this Big 12. And can somebody, anybody, please take us out of our misery and beat the gosh darn Kansas Jayhawks for once, for Christ's sakes. Like, come on, somebody, anybody, please. I'll tell you what, Kansas's quest for 15 consecutive Big Ten titles, it's getting worse and worse every week. Their senior guard, Vic, I think I don't know his first name, I forgot it. He's taking a leave of absence. That's not a good look, folks. That is not a good look. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a good look if you're hoping that Kansas doesn't win more, right? It's definitely. Man, I really freaking hope that they can finally, somebody, anybody, anybody. Just beat them, please. Like I said, take us out of our misery. Please. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. Kansas State, who just beat Kansas, as I mentioned, they are 7-2, and they are on top of the Big 12, sitting at 17-5 overall. Pretty decent away, 3-4. Iowa State's at 7-3, 18-5 overall. They're second. Baylor, 6-3. Kansas is tied now with Texas Tech. Didn't Texas Tech lose three straight games to not ranked teams? Wasn't that some sort of record? I remember saying that or seeing that. Well, now Texas Tech and KU are tied 6-4, and even Texas is 5-5. And TCU, who, by the way, I'm picking TCU as my upset of the week now that they lost Big 2. Man, 6-4 in the conference and 17-6 overall. That's beautiful to see that. Come on, Kansas State, Iowa State, Baylor, please. I think Iowa State will win it. But like I mentioned with the Big East, 10-0 and 8-2, Marquette, they're two games back. So they definitely need that game. They definitely need that game. And then you're looking at the Big Ten, and this is what I'm talking about for Wisconsin. I mean, it's not like they're sitting pretty where they got it or anything like that, like if they were to win these games. But you have Michigan on top at 10-2, okay, 21-2 overall. And just a half game behind is Purdue sitting at 9-2, right? And they have that big game with Maryland, who's sitting at 9-4 in fifth place. So that's huge. Wisconsin's 9-3, Michigan State 9-3. So if Wisconsin were to beat Michigan, it would be 10-3 apiece. But as we know, the two out of the three losses for Michigan would be by the hands of Wisconsin. Michigan State just needs it. I mean, first of all, they got to get a W, and they're probably going to get one against my Gophers. But then you have Maryland at 9-4, and then Iowa and Minnesota just scrapping it out, 7-5, 6-6 right there. Ohio State still lingering at 5-6. Indiana dropped another one, so now they're 4-8. So still wide open. I mean, you got a game and a half from 1-5 in the Big Ten. So, and like we do every week, we look at the Pac-12 and say, hey, Washington still hasn't lost, 10-0. There's four teams at 6-4 moving on. Arizona's 5-5. Wow, that's a weird one. Tennessee still hasn't lost in the SEC. They're 9-0 and 21-1, number one overall. Look at this. LSU and Kentucky, both 8-1. South Carolina, even though they're 11-11, they keep hanging tough. They're 6-3, only three games back. And then you got a grip of 5-4s. 5-4 Auburn, 5-4 Ole Miss, 5-4 Arkansas, and 5-4 Bama. So I'm not going to say it's wide open, but the top three, Tennessee, LSU, and Kentucky, it's definitely wide open there. So that about sums it up for the week of college basketball, the next handful of days. Marshall and I will be back. I apologize that he wasn't on the show. Hope you guys have yourself a great week and enjoy the college basketball, dude. Saturday is stacked. Sunday doesn't have a ton of games, but there is some pretty damn good games. Monday has some ranked games. And then what was it, three or four just on Tuesday alone. So enjoy the next, say, 3, 4, 5 days. We'll be back with the college ball show. To keep this thing going. Peace.